Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Miss Wanda available?
Who's speaking?
This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care.
Yes, this is Wanda.
Okay. Miss Wanda, I'm looking through your file. I see that you have been with us for a little bit and you have 42 hours a week with Pennsylvania Health and Wellness as your Medicaid provider. That sound about right?
Yes. And I've
okay.
been meaning to call y'all to ask y'all, what do I have to do to change my home care person?
Oh, okay. Interesting. Because I did see that there was some missed visits recently. Okay.
Excuse me, I can't hear you. Hold on.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I see that Aaron Harris had missed some visits recently.
Yes.
Okay, if you want to change your home care person, if you have somebody in mind, they can contact the office, let them know that they are applying to be your caregiver, and they will get sent the employee packet so they can fill
okay.
it out.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So let me make sure I have your address. I have 2528 North 9th Street. That's still correct?
Yes, that's still correct. I'm still there, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I have to get your service agreement updated. That's because
okay.
the insurers require that. I'll be in your area on Thursday in between 1 and 3. Would you be available for me to come by and get that signed on Thursday?
What day is that?
That is the 25th.
What other day can you come out?
Let me see.
Can you come out on the 26th?
26th, I'm in West Philly that day. Because I do them in clusters. Because I have to do it for everybody in the company. So I got to see. I do them in zip codes. And I'm in West
okay.
Philly on Friday.
And you're busy on, you can't come on Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday I'm in West Philly, yeah.
Okay, so let's leave it for October. What day in October are you available?
I haven't scheduled next week yet, but I'll definitely do them in clusters. What I can do is put in my notes to call you back when I do schedule next week. So I'm
okay.
Make sure that I'm as efficient as possible.
Okay, yes. And you you're not... Are you my coordinator or what again?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you well.
Yeah, no, I'm from Family First Home Care, but I do compliance for them, so I'm making sure that all our client folders are updated.
Okay, so who's my coordinator? Do you know?
Yep, your coordinator with Family First is Robin. That is your care coordinator. Now, in terms of your service coordinator, that'll go through your insurance company. And they actually don't have it listed here. So PA Health and Wellness is your insurer. They actually outsource service coordination, so they hire a company to do it for them. So
uh-huh.
you can contact PA Health and Wellness and find out who your service coordinator is.
Okay. Listen, you said Robin is my what now?
It's called a care coordinator. So with us, with Family First, what we do is we have folks in the office that are responsible for your caregiver's payroll, making sure your authorizations are up to date. They contact your service coordinator if they can and things of that nature. So Robin is your care coordinator in our office, but you do have what's called a service coordinator through the insurer, and that's who comes out to you. That's how you get your hours. They do the assessment.
Right.
Things of that
they
nature.
Come
yeah.
out. They're the ones that come out, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's the name of the company, First What?
So the insurance company, the Medicaid provider you have that pays for your home care is Pennsylvania Health and Wellness. Pennsylvania
right.
Health and Wellness, they outsource service coordination, and they actually they hire your service coordinator. I'm looking in your file now. It might be somebody named Bree Burton. They created something on June 11th. So possibility that might be your service coordinator. Let me see. That doesn't tell me anything. I'm wondering if there were AmCord.
Bree?
They have somebody in there called Bree Burton, but I'm wondering.
No, my AMCOR coordinator's name. Hello.
Oh, AMCOR. Are you with AMCOR?
I'm with AMCOR, but my coordinator is Niecy, not Bree.
Well, that's the last name that they have in the system for you. Is that somebody named Bree Burton created your plan of care. So it could have changed. Service coordination, they have a revolving door. I did that for years.
Okay.
And a lot of folks leave and come back. A lot of folks leave and they got to hire new people. So it's a possibility. But they haven't updated your service coordinator in the system since last year. So I'm not sure if you still have that same person or not. Yeah.
Yes,
looking at the information.
Question to you. Do I have to call my service my coordinator at AMCOR to let her know that I'm changing a home care person?
No, that's Robin, with us. Yep, you can go through Robin for us.
Then what's the name of the company you said again? First Home Care?
Family First Home Care. We're the company that provides your home care services.
Let me write that down, okay? Hold on.
Sure.
Remember, Family...
Yeah.
Family first.
Yep.
Home.
Family First Home Care.
Care. Okay. And service, and Robin would know who's my service coordinator, right?
It's a possibility that he has been in contact with your service coordinator.
So it's a he, not a she.
Well, no, Robin's a he, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you need to know from me or that you need to ask me?
No, that's it. No, you're good to go.
Okay. And who am I speaking with again? Sorry, I didn't quite get your name.
Aaron Jenkins.
Aaron Jenkins. Okay.
Yeah.
And Aaron Jenkins. Okay, Mr. Jenkins, thank you so much. Please give me a call back. I'm going to be waiting that call. But waiting for that
Absolutely.
Call.
All right.
Okay. Have a nice one. God bless you, baby, honey. Take care.
All right.
Sweetheart.
Likewise. Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.